It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. New York City Ballet's spring season is underway, and starting this evening, the company will present a four-week festival called Here Now. Over the course of 10 different programs, City Ballet will present works created for the company over the past 25 years. Joining us now to talk about what's in store is Marina Harse, who reports on dance for The New Yorker and The New York Times. Marina, good morning.
Good morning, Richard.
So what do you think City Ballet is trying to accomplish by putting on this type of festival?
I think, first of all, it wants to show that it's a company that's not just about the past, it's also about the present and the future of ballet. And they want to show that they've commissioned all these works since the late 1980s, and they've got this huge repertoire of new works that they want to present to the public. I also think that they're rightly quite proud of the fact that three of the most prominent choreographers in ballet today, Justin Peck, Alexei Ratmansky, and Christopher Wheeldon, were sort of discovered by them,
mm-hmm.
And that they have several ballets by each of them. In fact, they have a dedicated program for each of these choreographers.
So with so many to choose from, what are you looking forward to seeing again or maybe seeing for the first time?
Well, I'm particularly excited, actually, to see both the first Justin Peck ballet that he made for the company, which is called Year of the Rabbit, and he made that in 2012, and to see the first Ratmansky ballet that he made for the company, which was Russian Seasons, and that was in 2006. I think both of these choreographers have had such meteoric rises that it is interesting to see sort of the ballet that made their mark. In both cases, they made their mark at City Ballet with their first ballet for the company. And those are the ballets that have shown their signature in a way. And from Christopher Wheeldon, I'm really interested in seeing his Carousel Pas de Deux from 2002. Before that piece, he was not really associated with making ballets that had any kind of storyline. And now, I mean, we've seen he made American in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's really kind of entered that zone completely. And the Carousel Pas de Deux, I think, was the first inkling that he would be headed in that direction.
So what does the festival mean for the dancers?
Well, first of all, it's almost an insane undertaking.
There's so much to learn, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's both an enormous challenge in terms of number of ballets that they're putting on and therefore the number of ballets that these dancers are learning. And it's also a huge opportunity, I think, especially for the younger dancers. Many of these works were made, you know, 5, 10, 15 years ago. The original casts are, in many cases, retired. So the younger dancers are getting to learn roles and show their mettle. And often, festivals like this are a great opportunity for younger dancers to shine and to be promoted.
So what do you think audiences will learn about New York City Ballet from this festival?
Well, as I said, I think they will learn that it's a company that's not just about George Balanchine and Jerome Robbins, who are the two choreographers most closely associated with the company. I think they will also discover how difficult it is to commission new work. I mean, out of these 43 ballets, you know, there'll be a portion of ballets that people will find disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's always there's a slight danger in these festivals, which is after it's all said and done, people might feel like, you know, I don't ever need to see that one again
right.
or that one again.
Anything else this season catching your eye?
Well, in fact, I think the company has been very smart because they're ending the season with a week of Midsummer Night's Dream by George Balanchine. So after this sort of euphoric rush of new works, they're doing a week of a ballet that the company is well known for, that is very beloved in New York. It was made in 1962. That is a perfect segue to the summer. There are children dressed as butterflies and fireflies at the end, and a glorious score by Mendelssohn, and a story. I think people always
right.
like a story.
Sure.
So they'll get their a full evening ballet with a beautiful, magical story.
New York City Ballet's Here Now Festival runs through May 21st. Marina Harse reports on dance for The New Yorker and The New York Times. Marina, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Richard.